Regina Celi. Sapientiae in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. We won't take as much time, but here, when we pray, Jesus, come into my heart, what do we mean by the word heart? Thank you, sisters. In the language of Scripture, the heart stands for the will. As we say in Latin, cor est voluntas. The heart is the will. And this is in the language of all nations. The heart, as we know, of course, is, well, what shall I say, the heart of our life. As the heart goes, so everything else goes. As the will goes, so everything else goes. And consequently, when on the cross, Christ was pierced in the side. The church has always taught that his heart was pierced. And of course, that signified that it was with the will that Christ offered himself on the cross, and hear it. It was the piercing of the will of Christ, the will of God. By whose will? By the will of human beings. The soldier who pierced Christ's heart symbolize all of us. Am I clear? As I keep telling people, there's been only one war in human history between two wills, the human will and the divine will. And now, first of all, the heart is both a symbol of life, but it is also, well, the condition of our life, our lives, our bodily lives, are only as alive as our hearts, and we still have a heart. As the hearts are strong, when I have my heart removed from my body, that was the surgery. Took the heart out, and then operated. And repaired the heart, because four of the arteries leading into the heart were blocked. So the heart had to be taken out. And I mean, they put it back in. So. As the heart goes, so goes our human life. As the will goes, so goes our spiritual life. So the heart is not just a symbol of life. It is, well, the condition. Of love. Oh, symbol of love. Well, first of all, as I've said so many times, in sacred scripture, the vocabulary of the whole Bible is very small. Less than 5,000 words in the whole Bible. For example, Shakespeare. You heard about Shakespeare, the British poet and playwright. And his plays are about the same size as the Bible. The vocabulary of Scripture is over 15,000 words. An educated person has a vocabulary of 20 to 25,000 words. And the Bible has only, I repeat, less than 5,000 words. So everything depends on the meaning. Same word, many different meanings. But the heart was chosen to symbolize love. First of all, because in the language of all nations, the meaning, call it symbolic meaning, which languages have attached to express love. I love you with my whole heart. My heart goes out to you. And the reason is because just as the heart is the source of our, well, natural life. Does it make a difference?
It's better.
Now, which side is better?
Keep this line straight.
Yeah. The black?
Yeah,
on the other side. Just as the physical heart is the source which controls our human life, so love controls, masters our spiritual life. In other words, we must have one term on which we can say our whole spiritual life depends. And that one word is the will. Everything as human beings, and not just in religion, depends on the will. A couple marry. When they marry, they say, she says, I love you. He tells her, I love you. 6 weeks. She finds out there are many things that he likes that she doesn't like. And he finds out, does he ever, the many things that he does not like, she likes. Either either they submit their wills to each other, or the marriage is on the rocks. Either they give in to each other, either the voice is different over the telephone. 3 seconds, I can tell who is speaking, whether it's a man or a woman. And consequently, the heart in all language of all nations symbolizes the human free will. They can either give or not give. We can hold back. We can give a little bit. We can give a lot. And the giving, and today in the United States, Thanksgiving, a good synonym for Thanksgiving is thanksgiving. And now, in the 1 whole hour we have, I hope I will finish. I won't rush it. I want to speak to you on practical ways of making the examination of conscience. Practical ways of making the examination of conscience. Saint Ignatius, my Father in God, and the saint who has shaped modern spirituality, he tells us there are 2 principal norms for the spiritual life.